chat. Live healthy, live whole, living in destiny. Loving you, Dr. Gina. Mind, body, and soul. Talk about what's on your heart. Be free, encouraging creatively. She does it all. Loving Dr. Gina. Dr. Gina's radio chat.
Well, all right. Thank you. Good morning. And thank you for tuning in to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. I'm trying to get myself together, you guys. It is 2021. What you say now? January the 6th, 2021. We are in our first week of the new year, the new season. And you know what? I am just saying, have your way, Lord, okay? Let's have your way. Today is going to be a spectacular day here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. We have Apostle Joanna Beck joining us, and we have my girl, Elizabeth Brooks, fitness trainer. We're going to be talking about some of the things we need to be doing with Elizabeth, and we're going to be talking about what thus say the Lord with Joanna Beck. Both of these are my girls, so I'm excited about the show today, having them on with me to celebrate the new year and bring to you some informative information that will help you get started and kick off the year right. No sense of going in this year weakened or blind. So I'm saying today's show is about strengthening and empowering and given revelation and instruction. How about that? All right, today it is now 11:01 Eastern Standard Time, a.m. Today in D.C., it is 43 degrees. Partly it is cloudy right now. We got some sunshine coming out. Our high is going to be 45 today. In London, we are 41 degrees. That's your high today, going down to 28 tonight. Waking up, and your high tomorrow is going to be 36 degrees, partly sunny, so be ready for that. Los Angeles, you are 52 degrees and sunny. Your high is going to be 70 degrees today. I love it. Okay, in Atlanta, vote, you guys. 43 degrees and sunny, and your high today is going to be 52 degrees. Tomorrow, 37 is going to be what you wake up to. You do have showers tomorrow, so be prepared for that. All right, and in South Australia, we are 66 degrees right now. That's the high. You're waking up to 64 degrees, and it's going to be sunny all week long. Tomorrow is going to be 90 degrees, your high. So that sounds like I need to be with you guys. Kenya, 93 degrees. That's your high. Partly cloudy. You got thunderstorms coming this evening around 5 p.m. your time. So be prepared for that. It's going to last until about 8 o'clock p.m. So, yeah, just make sure you're covered with that. Hawaii, you are 50 degrees right now. Your high is going to be 64 degrees, partly sunny. Let's see. And tomorrow you're waking up to 46 degrees. Your high tomorrow is going to be 66. Puerto Rico, you are 73 degrees right now. Your high is going to be 75 degrees. Tomorrow you're waking up to 61. All sunshine, you guys. You're partly cloudy right now, but no clouds in the sky tomorrow. Be excited about that. I know I'm excited for you. Portugal, 37 degrees. That's your high. You got rain coming at 6 p.m. your time, and the rain is going to stop, but it's going to pick back up early in the morning, and you got some snow flurries coming even at 1 a.m. throughout the morning time, turning back into rain, and it's going to last until about really all day. You got that all day long, and your high tomorrow is going to be 39 degrees. If I didn't say your city, state, nation, continent, wherever you from, just know, country or what have you, just know that God is still in control and he has the final say always. He loves you so much, and so do we right here on Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. I just want to let you guys know, all you got to do is say, hey, Google, if you got Google Play, and say, hey, Google, play Gina's Radio Chat. All you have to do with Alexa, say, hey, Alexa, play BBS Radio Station Number 1. And you can always download the app. Take us everywhere you go. Just all you need is your adapter and just put it. It's a shame I don't know all these technical terms. stick it in. I think it's a USB. What is the cord called, Doug? Come on, help me out. What is it? UBS, USB cord. Stick it in your phone and put it in your car or your truck, your SUV or whatever, and take us wherever you go. You can hit the highway listening to us on BBS Radio, station number one, and we got station number two. All right, you guys. Let's see here. We're going to take a commercial break and we're going to go right into Ministerial Moment after we get a word from our sponsors.
Would you like to find a wig that looks natural and fits you? Find it at La Host Hair and Wig. La Host, your full-service wig boutique with high-quality wigs and products at affordable prices. Hundreds of options to choose from, personally styled to fit you. Plus, drop off your wig, we'll wash it and style it all in the same day.
I'm a veteran.
I'm a survivor.
Call today and find out how they receive their free wigs. Look and feel your best with a wig from La Host Hair and Wig.
Gotta love them, Hathan Henry Johnson. They are the best. La Host Hair and Wig owners. La Host Hair and Wigs. You can reach them at 248-546-4247, or you can go on their website, www.lahosthair.com. Again, www.lahosthair.com. Okay, you guys, I need to go into the ministerial moment. Oh, okay, Doug said it's is USB. Okay, I'm learning, you guys. I'm not tech savvy. It may seem like it, but I'm really not. Not yet. God is forming and shaping me. In 2021, I will know all of these tech lingos and dialogue. I'll be having conversations with some of the best. All right, you guys. Ministerial moment. Thank you, Doug. All right. Let's see. So I was reading in Lamentations today, and I thought it was so fitting because I'm excited about talking to Apostle Joanna Beck because I'm just, you know, really excited to hear if it's an echo or what is God saying to all of us. But I know what I've been hearing since the fall, and I'm just going to say that I keep getting it. And no matter how I want it to be rose petals and, you know, great and happy, 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 I just don't have that. That's not what's in my belly. I'm believing that God is sobering us up right now. I'm getting that he's separating the wheat from the tare. But I know in Lamentations, and this is what I wanted to share. I don't want to get into all into that right now, but I do want to talk about Lamentations. Lamentations, it says in chapter 3, verse 40, let us search and try our ways and turn again to the Lord. Let us lift up our heart and our hands unto God in the heavens. We have transgressed and have rebelled. Thou hast not pardoned. Thou hast covered with anger and persecuted us. Thou hast slain, thou hast not pitied. All right, so when I got that this morning, and then that's just on top of so many other scriptures in Jeremiah, read the book of Isaiah, read the book of Lamentations. It just really confirmed to me that God wants us to repent. He wants us to repent. He wants us to lift and look to him. He wants that. He wants us to do that. And so I just want to encourage you. I know you guys might be saying, well, I have repented, because I know we've heard the prayer that, you know, everybody's been saying, especially during election time. If, you know, my people would humble themselves and turn from their wicked ways, then I'll hear from heaven. Well, you know, we said it, but it's still the same thing going on. We're moving in the same pace as before we said that. So it's almost like saying it didn't even make any difference at all. So I think saying it and having conviction is totally different. And I don't think that we've gotten convicted yet as a nation. And so I believe because we are a nation under God, we're not a nation under anything else. We have been declared and have decreed that we are a nation from, I don't even know, before I was even born or even thought of, that we was a nation under God. And so because of that, you know, his eyes are on us. And so he wants us to repent. You know, he wants us to be convicted. He wants our hearts to turn back to him. He wants us to surrender. He wants us to be in spirit and in truth, worshiping him and seeking his face and hungering for him and wanting him to transform and deliver us and be our everything, our only true God. He doesn't want any gods before him. He wants us to return to the first commandment of love thy God with all thy heart and all our soul and with all our might. He wants us to fall in love. And then he wants us to love one another. Those are the first two that is crucial to the Father. And we haven't displayed any of that. We don't love one another, and we sure ain't paying attention to what he's saying. So I just want to encourage you guys that in 2021, how do you get convicted? Go before God humbly, knowing that you don't know nothing. You know, I jokingly say what I'm saying, but I mean it with everything in me. I'm not telling you nothing that I haven't done. Go to the Father with a humble heart. I don't know nothing. I thought I knew, and I think I know, but how about you tell me what it really is? What is your truth? What is your will? And if this cup cannot pass by me, let your will be done like Jesus. That's how we have to be. Not my will, but your will be done. And whatever we started, we might not be able to finish it if it's not God's will, and that's okay. Whatever we thought or whoever we thought was our mate, it's okay to just pack it up and say, I made a mistake. I'm sorry I can't marry you, or I'm sorry I can't see you no more. You know, I mean, it's okay to be wrong. I was talking to somebody and they had mentioned to me when I said, I don't have a problem with being wrong. You know, she kept saying, it's so humbling that you would say that you missed it. And it's a difference to me with missing something from God and being wrong with God. I think, you know, and to me, it might be a play on words, but for me, if I miss something, that means that I honestly, innocently missed what he was saying. I was paying attention over here and I just happened to miss. I was distracted by by something happening and I just missed it. Or I turned around to the left and I missed that he was on the right. That's different. When you admit that you are wrong, that means that you did not see God and you admit that you didn't. You admit that you did what you wanted to do despite what he told you. That means that you know that you have rebelled, or you know that you chose or did or said without him telling you to do X, Y, and Z. That's wrong. You know what I'm saying? That's admitting that you're wrong. It's almost like not owning the blame that it was you. It was Adam and Eve that ate the apple. It wasn't that they missed anything, or because Eve did it first, or because the snake told them to. God said, you have made the choice to do that. That wasn't a miss. That was you did wrong. You know what I'm saying? They did wrong. They disobeyed. They rebelled. And I think that in this season right now, we have to come to a time and a place with God that we would take ownership of the rebellion, of the transgressions, of the iniquity of our forefathers and all of that, and just repent. That's where we are right now. If you want to have and I'm going to tell you what the prophets are not telling you. If you want to prosper, if you want to get all the things that you think, you know, the blessings and the this and that and the green and the grass and the gold and the silver and the land and the this and that, you're going to have to repent. I mean, and that's just the bottom line to it all. As a nation, we need to do this collectively, and we need to do it individually. I love you so much. I'm still repenting. I'm still seeking him daily and praying every day. Thankfully that I'm one in a number, me and my son and my family. I don't take it for granted. I don't assume nothing, but I'm believing in his word when it says that he is, you know, like in Lamentations, it says in 21, this I will recall to my mind. Therefore, I hope it is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, saith my soul. Therefore will I hope in him. I am hopeful that none should perish and have eternal life. I am praying, and I hope, and I know a lot of you are in agreement with this prayer that I'm praying. The list, I'm sure, your families, the youth, the millennials, the, you know, our political arena, our educational arena, our currency arena, our, you know, our entertainment arena. We're praying for everybody that none should perish, that they should all have eternal life. Just like Abraham prayed for Sodom and Gomorrah, if there's 50, if there's 20, if there's 10, will you not destroy it? We are under judgment in this season right now, and we should be convicted at this point. That will bring us to repentance. I hope and pray that you be encouraged. We're all in this together. You know, we all need to fall on our face. We all need to seek after him. Be encouraged. This is a great time to draw to him closer as much as possible. Nothing is as important as this time right now. Jesus is coming. We don't know exactly when, but my God, if he came today, I don't know what would happen. But I want you to be blessed. I want you to know that God loves you. And this has been Ministerial Moment. Excuse my phone, you guys. I had to turn it on silent. This has been Ministerial Moment. And we have a commercial break. And then we got Apostle Joanna Beck joining us, my friend. We'll be right back after these messages.
Freedom and deliverance are available to you in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny by Dr. Gina R. Prince.
One woman's story is everyone's struggle in Born Into Sin, Transformed Into Destiny. Available now at drginaprince.com.
Have you heard about the Life in the Spirit devotionals? Life in the Spirit is a collection of teaching devotionals that shatters the work of the enemy who attempts to hold you back from reaching your full potential. The first set is called the Solid Rock Series. These four devotionals help you build a strong foundation to stay rooted and grounded in Christ. You'll learn what it means to be a child of God, how to have the faith that moves mountains, how you can experience true freedom in Christ, and how to step into your purpose and destiny. The second set is called the Holy Spirit Series. These four devotionals help you build an intimate relationship with the Holy Spirit. You'll be guided into encounters with the Holy Spirit. Learn to go deeper into His presence. Understand and receive the Holy Spirit baptism. And learn to war powerfully in the Spirit. You get all eight devotionals from Life in the Spirit for only $30 plus free shipping. Save 80% now with this special offer. Go to lifeinthespiritbooks.com.
Hi, my name is Gina R. Prince, and I'm super excited about sharing with you my new fitness DVD called Health and Soul. Health and Soul, what does that mean? Well, for me, one day when I was praying and speaking with the Lord, and He ministered to me, He put that in my spirit, health and soul. And He said the meaning of that is that I want people to be healthy, and I want their souls to be healed and whole as well. He said wholeness. And so as the time has gone by, God has really ministered to me about what He wants from the body of Christ as far as us being whole. He wants our mind healed and whole. He wants our body healed and whole. He wants our souls healed and whole. And so this is the beginning of the journey.
Hi, this is Ryan Lestrange, and I want to encourage you, God's plan for you is way bigger than all the opposition. You are tuning into the right place for a Right Now Word. You are listening to Dr. Gina's radio chat.
All right, Apostle Joanna Beck, girl, I miss you. How are you, sister?
I'm good, sis. I miss you.
Oh, my goodness. I know I've been on this fast, and I haven't been able to really chat or pray with you like we normally do together. So I'm excited about this opportunity today, which happens to be on the Wednesdays that we pray together. So this is so good.
Yes.
So amen. Listen, I know that you have Joanna Beck Ministries, and you are heavily saturated on the internet through social media, Instagram and Facebook, and we're going to give everybody that information. You also minister just often, all the time, and that's pretty much your ministry, is deliverance ministry. And so you travel abroad, you know, throughout the nations with, you know, doing setting people free from captivity, you know, allowing the Holy Spirit to use you in that, and healing and deliverance, and ministering to people prophetically and things like that. So just, you know, tell us a little bit about what God is saying at this time.
Well, it was interesting because I was listening to your ministerial moment, and God goes, my people call me long suffering, and they take long as forever. He's not forever suffering. He's long suffering. And we are under judgment. But this is the season for deliverance for his people. He wants his people that have, I mean, I've seen it in 2020, the amount of people that came alive to Christ. I do deliverance daily on people all throughout the world that just in 2020 decided to leave witchcraft, decided to stop the New Age stuff, decided to, you know, leave Freemasonry. Just every day, somebody decided to leave something in 2020 because the Lord got a hold of them. And now in this season, they're being delivered and set free, but also equipped. So many people, you know, you have all of these prophets right now that are like, oh, this is your best year yet. This is going to, 2020 is going to be amazing for you. No, it's not. 21 in Hebrew means sin in Hebrew. It is the year of sin. So we are going to see sin released throughout our nation. But it is our job as believers to equip these people, these believers, these new believers, the old believers. You know, even if you're a seasoned believer, you've missed it somewhere and you need deliverance, and you need to equip the people around you and be equipped yourself, because we are in a spiritual war and it's not going to let up.
Honey, let me tell you something. The other day, Apostle, I literally, I text somebody this. I could feel the roaring going on in the atmosphere. It is a definite violent war going on, and both sides are warring. You know, like roaring like a lion. Like roaring, I think I'm saying warring and roaring, roaring. I could hear it like lions fighting in the atmosphere. Mm-hmm. And I mean, it's just so much anger and frustration and offensiveness and defensiveness and offensive and defensive. And it's just crazy going on. And Monday was just such a weird day on the 4th. It just felt weird in the atmosphere. And God was just saying it's begun. It has begun. And I could see clear as day that this is going to be a time of a definite spiritual warfare. And it's going to be in your face. It's not like, you know, out of nowhere and this kind of, you know, where we say that was the devil or something like that, like something, you know, like a glitch happens in your computer or something like that. Like this stuff is going to happen like in the olden times, in the Old Testament, when wars happen between good and evil. This is what's happening with the people that are you spiritually being led by good, or you spiritually being led by bad, you know, bad, which is the enemy, and good is meaning, you know, of God. And so this is what I'm seeing, and this is what God has shown me. And so, yeah, it's a lot of people that's rising up. I also, Joanna, have been feeling a burden of praying for the youth, you know, the millennials, because they are so lost, and it's our fault. You know, it's really our fault. The season.
Oh, they're not only lost, they're caught up in witchcraft.
Yes.
So witchcraft has a hold of our youth. It's disgusting.
Yeah. Yeah. New age witchcraft, and all kind of witchcraft. Black magic, white magic, tarot cards, ghost reading, dead people, all kind of whatever you need an example of. Marijuana, pharmakia, marijuana, Molly, anything, pills, all kind of things. They have really, really lost the They just have been blinded by the possibility of real life, true life, the life that God intended for them to have. And we are to blame for that. And all of the leaders that have children, all of the ones, I know that I've fallen short. I can say for me, in my walk as an apostle, I have fallen short. I got so busy in the work or the assignments or the buildup or whatever it is that even when I was going through my turbulences, I didn't include my son, meaning that he got to see some things that, I mean, if I was him, I would have been questioning my faith. You know, and I didn't teach him during that time. I tried to fight the best way I could, and I did the best way. So I'm talking to people that don't realize how it affects the children, how what you do and don't say affects the children. You might be thinking, I'm just trying to make it. I'm doing better than I could. I'm doing better than what I would if I didn't, you know, have any faith at all. But whenever you have fallen in any capacity, your kids are watching that. They're watching you worry. They're watching you stressing. They're watching you manipulate. They're watching you doubting. They're watching you backbiting. They're watching you serving other gods and your focus is on money or material things. They're watching all of that. They're watching that your focus is on everybody else but them. They're watching that. And so, with all of that being said and done, it is our responsibility to humble ourselves. Wouldn't you say, Joanna, those that are leaders and you know, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers, even the help, you know, the laymen, you know, to really surrender and just repent and let God lead you so you can be the example, you know, get your healing and your deliverance now.
Yes. My thing, so we can take over the holiday season, is stop lying to your kids. Leaders, you know better. You know better. And you've been playing with the world too much. But stop lying to your kids. You want to tell them Santa Claus is real. You want to tell them Jesus is real. And at some point in their life, you're going to tell them Santa Claus is fake. So then what should make them believe you that Jesus is real? You're lying something to your kids.
I didn't even know Christians were still saying it was a Santa Claus. That's a shocker.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And I'm like, shame on you. You shouldn't be teaching your kids this. But I tell people, don't lie to your kids. Include them in things. And stop just, people are so focused on, like, oh, you need to hear the voice of God. You need to know what God sounds like. You need to know what, you know, what he's saying. Yes, you need all those things above anything else, but you also need to know what the enemy sounds like. You also need to know what he's saying because he knows you. He knows what you sound like, what you think, the things that you do. He watches you. He watches your family. So know about him so that way you can teach your kids and your family and these millennials that this is what the voice of God sounds like, but this is what the voice of the enemy sounds like. So that way they can know the difference. Because right now they don't know the difference, and that's why the enemy has been able to infiltrate into that generation because they don't know what he sounds like.
And also because we have just really, some of us have focused so much on the enemy that we haven't even allowed the Holy Spirit to really have his way. So all they see is, you know, demonic activity. They don't know nothing about the move of God. You know, because all we talk about is the devil. Huh?
So many people right now are, you know, thanking leaders for healings, thanking leaders for all of these things. They're taking the glory from God. I want to say, only the Holy Spirit heals. Only the Holy Spirit can give the wisdom. Only the Holy Spirit can give the knowledge. It is not me. It is not Dr. Gina. It's not anybody else in this world. We are only vessels for the Holy Spirit. It is him that gets the glory and the honor and the praise for all of those things.
Yes, absolutely. Well, you know, I think we're all in agreement here. You know, this we're under judgment. That's a fact. I mean, how can you look around and not tell that? I mean, that's a fact.
Yeah.
You know, with all of that being said, thank God for the souls that, you know, have been awakened. thank God for the new, you know, the welcome home, those that have, you know, get surrendered and given your life to Christ. You are with a family now. You got eternal life. You got an inheritance. You got an advocator. You got an intercessor. Jesus is there for you 24/7. And you got a comforter, and his name is Holy Spirit. If you don't know about him, pray God will introduce you to him, and he'll be with you always. As a matter of fact, God wants you to have him because he says you will live, move, and have your being by his Spirit. So you definitely want the Holy Spirit. And you guys, listen, you are not alone. Both of us apostles on here right now, we have fallen short of God's glory. I'm talking to all the apostles and prophets. You could be wrong. Ain't nothing wrong with admitting you're wrong, okay? As a matter of fact, God wants you to admit you're wrong, and he loves you that much more if you do say you're wrong, so he can fix it for you. If you don't admit you're wrong, then that means you're trying to hide it, or you're trying to hold on to it, or you're trying to manipulate around it. God wants you to be set free from all bondage, guilt, shame, all of that. He wants you to know his love, and he wants you to be revived in him and live in him and be blessed in him. And not just you, but your children's children and they friends. They friends know what's going on with you, because believe you me, they telling their friends whatever little bit, they getting a little bit inkling. So I would say just surrender to God. Be an example. Not only to your, you know, your inside of your house, but the house of God. Be that example. That's all. And let's be one together. Is there anything else, Joanna, that you wanted to share as far as that goes with the year?
No, I think we're good. I just share with your kids. Everything that the Lord is teaching you, share with someone around you. Whether it be family, your children, friends, strangers, share what the Lord is teaching you. We're not meant to just keep it all to ourselves. And that's how we can train up our children and this generation even more.
And that's good. I want to say this, and I'm saying it jokingly, but I really mean it. I don't know. I think I got the Joel Osteen thing. I just smile when I say stuff. But I just want to say this. I just want to say this, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart. You don't have to be militant to be powerful in God, okay? You guys, be nice and love each other, okay? If you're anointed, please be like God and draw people to God through you. Don't scare people away. They don't want to talk to somebody that they feel like going to stab them with a sword. They want to be loved, and they need that, but they also need the truth, because just like God chastises, so will he use his vessels to bring correction and to help you be set free. You know, just like the Jesus told the lady at the well, she got more than one husband. You know, you got five. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, but you guys, when you carry such an anointing like that, ask God to give you the balance that you can see. Some of you are insecure with this anointing, and you're reflecting it by you being so militant. That's exactly what's happening. You're afraid that it won't be received, and I don't know who this is for, but you're afraid that this will not be received, and so you think that you have to protect yourself. And when you're protecting yourself from being rejected or even, you know, mocked or ridiculed or, you know, somebody being angry with you, you come off with this defensive gear of meanness, and it's not showing loving kindness. And it's almost showing, and some people can misinterpret it and throw it back in your face as it being controlling. So I want to, and you know, really encourage you guys that with this anointing, ask God to give you the heart to just be like his, to like shield you and deliver you, and to just so you can walk and be like Jesus. That's all. You know, he told the truth, and that's what it was. You know, he said it in love.
Yes, ask the Lord to deliver you from that mindset.
Yes, please. He don't need you to be militant. Okay, you don't need that. He just needs you to just let Holy Spirit use you as a vessel that is willing. So that means let go, use wisdom. He'll give it to you. And, you know, to know when to say and Some of you don't know when to say, so he's going to give you the wisdom to know when to say, and he'll give you the heart to say it, okay? All right, you guys, tell everybody Joanna, Apostle Joanna Beck with Joanna Beck Ministries. Tell everybody where they can follow you, sis.
JoannaBeck.com is the website, and then it's Joanna Beck Ministries on all the social media outlets.
All right. Anything going on that you want them to know now that's on social media that you want to direct them to? Any kind of anything, classes?
Well, we just started on the 1st, January 1st. I hold a mentorship program every month, and it is to get you healed and delivered and activated and equipped so that way you can move forward in the direction and calling that God has specifically for you. And so we just started our classes this past week, but sign up for February. Classes will open up about mid-January. And so we have those going on. And then this Friday, actually at 8 p.m., live on Instagram Live, I am doing a teaching on breaking soul ties, but I am also getting on there. We are going to be breaking those soul ties. So not only am I teaching it, but we're going to get it taken care of.
Well, all right. Glory to God. Okay, tell everybody where they can follow you on Instagram and your social media.
It's Joanna Beck Ministries.
All right. Well, listen, thank you so much, you guys, for listening to my girl, Apostle Joanna Beck Ministries. Go ahead and sign up, connect with her, and you guys just be blessed. This is what thus say the Lord, and, you know, good things are happening to those that seek after God. That's all it is, and that's written. Yes. So whatever blessings you're looking for, it's in him. Everything you need, everything you desire, everything he said, everything he promised, you to get it, connect with him. That's it. He's the river that never stops flowing, and he will give you an overflow if you're connected to him. Mind, body, and soul. Not just an arm, not just an eyeball, people, but the whole mind, body, and soul. And if there's any blockages, you can be delivered and set free so that flow can just fill you on up. All right, Joanna Beck Ministries, thank you so much. I love you, sister.
Love you, sis. Thank you for having me on.
You're so welcome. All right, you guys, we're going to take a commercial break, and then we got my girl, my fitness guru, my sister in fitness, that is personal fitness trainer Elizabeth Brooks. We'll be right back after these messages.
You are a child of God. His faith in you can move mountains. Your freedom comes from Christ alone, and you were picked by God and sealed with a purpose and destiny. To be everything God created you to be, I encourage you to order our foundational series from Life in the Spirit. It's time to live the supernatural life God ordained for you. When you live your life in the Spirit, you'll walk hand in hand with God to fulfill your calling. Order this series now at lifeinthespiritbooks.com.
The Keys Against the Enemy is a 90-day spiritual devotional boot camp. The keys is authority. In Matthew 16:19, Jesus tells Peter that he's given the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and that whatever he binds on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever he loosed on earth will be loosed in heaven. So the keys actually is power and authority, the heavens that God has given us, that we could do the same thing. The Keys Against the Enemy is literally the maturity through the years that God has really developed me into a prayer warrior. I want you to feel empowered. I just want you to know that you are a warrior, that you are an overcomer, a victor. I want you to know that you have all authority against the enemy and all of his wiles and all of his tactics. You can go on thekeysagainsttheenemy.com. So many things is going on with the Keys Against the Enemy. Go purchase your book and find out whatever's going on with the Keys Against the Enemy.
Love drive your leadership. God does. In his new book, Love Leads, Dr. Steve Green teaches you how to love as a leader. Love Leads is now available on Amazon or anywhere books are sold. Get your copy today to make the difference you've been praying for.
Yeah, just say anything you want, have some fun, and at the very end say, and now you're listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Dr. Gina's Radio Chat, okay.
Have some fun. We're starting right now.
Hey, this is Rufus Troutman, and you're listening to Dr. Gina Radio Show. Yeah. Now, I don't remember what I'm supposed to say.
Oh, pretty close. So Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.
Yeah. You're now listening to Dr. Oh, when we go right here. You're now listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Bye-bye. You're now listening to Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. Dr. Gina Radio Show. Yeah.
He was so focused on making that sound. It just, he said it right, Doug, before he got on that sound thing. He was saying it right without the sound, and then he started saying it. Anyway, Elizabeth Brooks, it is 2021, girl. What you say?
Amazing. We did it, you guys, with the help of the Lord. It is 2021. And I just want to say, first of all, Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year.
I want you all to just purpose to have an amazing year in fitness, an amazing year in taking care of your bodies. Yes, it's so important to take care of the spiritual, but remember, you have to take care of the natural. Without the natural, there is no spiritual. So today, I wanted to start our New Year's off by talking about foundational issues. And one foundational issue that I don't even think I even talked about this last year is talking about how to take care of your feet. Yes, your feet, you guys. Do you know how critical your feet are to the health and wellness of your body and to a successful training program? Your feet and ankles make up your body's foundation, right? Think of your feet like you think of the foundation of a house, or like you think of the roots of a tree. The foundation, your feet, are so important to the strength of the overall house. And in this case, we're talking about our physical bodies. Your feet and ankles make up your body's foundation. They act as shock absorbers when your body interacts with the surfaces. So whenever you push off, you're doing plyometrics, you're doing walking, hey, your feet got to interact with the ground, right? So I just want to kind of talk a little bit about our feet, talk about how to take care of your feet, how when you take care of your feet, it will just bring, overall strength to your overall body. The feet transmit weight from our bodies to the ground and allow us to balance have good posture. Our feet help us to propel forward and do all kinds of dynamic and lateral forward and backward movement. So, you know, we want to make sure that we're spending some time taking care of our feet. And while our feet are our base, it's not common for people to even think about their feet. So we want to think about our feet in terms of strengthening exercises that we do for our feet. There are some great strengthening exercises you can do for your feet, even like curling and stretching your toes, picking up towels and marbles, those kinds of things. If you are a yoga practicer, you know, you're already working in bare feet, and working in bare feet is a great way to train your feet, you guys. You know, it's good to take those outer coverings off the feet so that we can work the muscles in the feet and ankles. And there are tons of muscles in your feet and ankles. And if one of those go awry, you can find yourself limping, and that pain can go all the way up to your neck and shoulders. So remember to do strengthening exercises for your feet. Many, many years ago when I was competing in fitness competitions, I injured my plantar fasciitis. And your plantar fasciitis is a ligament in the bottom of the foot. And since then, I've taken exceptional care of my feet. So strengthening exercises, remember those ones that I just talked about? You know, just kind of walking around barefoot, spreading your toes out, picking up things with your toes, those kinds of things. But also working on a device that is unstable, like a Bosu or a balance board, and working on those things barefoot can really help strengthen your feet. Don't forget, you should also stretch your feet in the evenings, because, like I said, I'm kind of manic about taking care of my feet. When I take my shoes off before I go to bed, I lotion down my feet and I stretch my ankles. You know, I bend from right to left, really stretching the muscles in my feet, my ankle, and in my arches. And it feels so good to take care of your feet. I'm telling you, if you take care of your feet, you know, it will always reap good benefits for you. And also, I want to remind you guys, when you take care of your feet, sometimes we forget about our shoes. Your shoes are such an important part of your athletic performance. And for the most part, when I talk to people about their shoes, they're wearing the same shoes they wore 2, 3, 4, 5. Some people wear the same shoes for 10 years. Listen, people, if you work out in no shoes, I mean, it's incredible. If you wear one pair of shoes, that same pair of shoes, for three workouts, a minimum of 3 workouts, 30 minutes every week, you need to change your shoes every 3 to 4 months. It's not the outside of the shoe that goes awry. It's the support on the inside of the shoe. So you want to make sure you're wearing good shoes. If for some of you, if you haven't brought new shoes in a while, hey, it's the beginning of the year. It's a great way and a great time to start out with a new pair of shoes. Take care of your feet, people. If you take care of your feet will take care of you, and the benefit will go from your feet, your toes, all the way up to your head and neck. Remember, feet, good, strong feet can really improve your athletic performance, as well as the opposite is true. Weak feet, weak ankles, weak arches can really have a negative impact on your performance and cause a lot of pain throughout your entire body. So tip number one, the first tip I'm giving you for the beginning of the year, take care of your feet, you guys. Making your feet more functional can help the rest of your body. All right?
I love that, because let me tell you, she is telling nothing but the truth. I remember some years ago, and I was in my my late 20s, and I worked for Saks Off Fifth when I lived in Myrtle Beach. And let me tell you something, standing on my feet, your feet goes to your head. When you said that, it is nothing but the truth. My whole head was hurting because I had shoes on. And I had to call my son's father. We were married at the time. And he came and bought me some, because I couldn't leave work. He went on and got me some Rockport shoes. And it felt like I was on a cloud after that. My headache went away. I mean, but it will beat your body up. And to mention that, it's so funny because I have these tennis shoes that I bought, I think in the summer, right? And so I wear them all the time because I love them. I walk around the city with them. I do my exercise in them. I train in them, all of that stuff, right? And then the ones that I had before, you know, I know that they're done. I don't even...
Right.
Even use them anymore, but I walk around if it's raining or something like that.
Right.
But you know, it's so funny because I was so led this year to buy me a new pair of sneakers. Like, you need to buy you some more tennis shoes. And I mean, I'm not even that type of person. I am that type of person that will wear it and wear it and wear it. But it is something to the truth about that when you said it, because in those Rockports that I got when I was in my late 20s, when I was working for Saks Off Fifth, when I was working there, I ended up having to get a Dr. Scholl's thing to slip in there because of me wearing them all the time. Lose the function on the inside of the shoe. The outside of the shoe looked good, but the inside was flatter than a pancake. I had to put a Dr. Scholl in there. So basically what I'm saying, everything you're saying is so true, and I've experienced that. I've also experienced being, you know, really just that be the last thing on the list to pay for. You know, you want to pay for everything else and get everything else to look good. But if you're working out, you need to have functional equipment, period. You don't want your body to break down because of something like a $79, $49, even a $230 shoe. I'm just going to tell you that right now. And some of you guys, You guys, some of you, like my, you know, don't even have memberships anymore. You're doing stuff during Zoom, like people, like in your class, you got Zoom classes and stuff going on, Elizabeth. So, I mean, even with that being said, you're working out, like she said, 3 to 4 or 5 times a week. You still need a tennis shoe.
Absolutely.
It's not about the look. It's about taking care of your body.
Exactly. And if you wear those shoes more than 3 to 4 times a week and you work out in them for 30 minutes each session, you really need to change your shoes every 3 to 4 months. It really, you know, wearing one pair of shoes, especially if you start noticing shin splints, pain in your knees, those are classic signs that you need new shoes.
Exactly. And I want to talk about this because I feel like because we're in, you know, I know I'm in my 50s. I'll be 52 years old next month. And let me tell you what I've been getting. My high has been not only Jesus, but also HIIT workouts. Oh, my goodness.
Oh my God.
When I was in a slump, Elizabeth, I was just, you know, because going to the gym, you know, I would do my cardio and then I would, you know, take the classes with you. And then I would, you know, do some weight training and things like that. But this HIIT thing going on, oh, my gosh, it is everything to me. Because in your mind, you're thinking all you need is 30 minutes, right? And you get your set set up, and you know you're only taking breaks, you know, for less 30 seconds to 1 minute, right? And so you got your burpees, your jumping jacks, and you got everything to get your heart rate going up. It's full body. You can add weights, so you don't have to add weights. And you've been talking about this for a long time. But I'm finally now getting more into it because that's what I have working with right now, being quarantined. And so for me, it has boosted my metabolism something awesome, girl. It is
amazing.
And not only that, but also changing, you know, your having a nutritional diet really helps, you know, and, you know, just really focusing on that. Like, okay, it's a machine. So you eat to feed the machine. It's like your car needs gas, right? You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't just put gas in your car when you don't need it. You know what I'm saying? And as your metabolism builds up, you'll become more hungry. So you will eat more today. Your body will tell you, feed me, feed me, feed me. But you could do like a spoonful of peanut butter. You can do some grapes, some fruit, some whatever. And it doesn't have to be a full course meal you eat 7 times a day. You can have little snacks just to feed and, you know, get that hunger down. But that HIIT is high intensity interval training, you guys. I mean, it is amazing. Talk about that for the people that need their metabolism boosted.
Okay, so just to give you a few tips, you guys, about HIIT workouts. I love what you said, Gina. That is exactly what HIIT stands for, high intensity interval training. Remember, there are tons and tons of ways to do HIIT workouts. The key with HIIT workouts is really intensity. Most people don't really get their heart rates into their 80% maximum heart rate zone. So, you know,
hold on, let me tell them what that is. That means that your heart rate is beating so fast that you think it's getting ready to pop out of your chest. But don't be afraid. Because that's good for you.
You can't work out and talk. If you can talk while you're doing it, you're probably not at 80%. So remember, you guys, we have to work on intensity. Intensity is more important than time. You can do a 10-minute workout if it's intense. But if you do a 10-minute walk and you're just like, you know, walking at a slow pace, you know, around 40% your max, you're not going to get that much out of it. Even if you walk for an hour, you're not going to get that much out of it. So we want to remember, we don't always have a lot of time. But when in that time that we have, we want to try to work intensely. And there are tons and tons of HIIT workout programs. You guys can easily go on, you know, Google a HIIT workout or even go on YouTube. There are tons and tons of examples. And just remember, keep the intensity of those workouts up, you guys. The intensity is more important than time, okay?
Exactly. And I think the manipulation of the whole mind is that it's only 30 minutes, but then by the time you get into it, it might be 40 minutes, but you done got a really, really good workout and you are sweating and you are feeling good. Yes, you are sweating and feeling good. I know. Me and my son being here getting it. Listen,
so
Elizabeth,
glad.
I love you. Tell everybody where they can follow you.
I love you guys. Please take care of yourselves. Remember, fitness begins with correct thinking. That's my motto. I'm always trying to get you guys to think correctly about your workouts. You can check me out at www.thinkingcorrectly.com. You can also check me out on Instagram and other social medias through thinkingcorrectly.com. But also remember, you can always send me an email at ebrooks@thinkingcorrectly.com. You guys, Happy New Year.
Get some new shoes, people. All right.
I know that's right.
I love you. Happy New Year, sister. Until next time, I can't wait.
All right. God bless you. Bye-bye.
God bless you. All right, you guys. So what's on my mind? What's on my mind is this. Listen, you got a lot of information on the show today, right? It was a lot of sobering and, you know, maybe it, you know, kind of stuck you or pricked you a little bit, but that's okay. You know, this is coming from love. You guys know that I won't say anything that I have not gone through myself. I don't really have anybody on the show that doesn't have anything that has to do with my life. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm an author. I'm a fitness trainer. You know, I'm an apostle. I believe in the word of God. And that's what you get on the show. So that means if this is how I'm living, I'm only telling you what I've already experienced and gone through myself. It's just that I'm saying it to you in a broad way on this platform. But how about I had to deal with this by myself with God himself correcting me and chastising me and telling me, hey, you know, it's shake it off. It's time to move forward. Like, he gives you grace for the nonsense. But now it's time to shake it off and get in your rightful position. You were created for this place. You were created to do great things for his kingdom, to serve him, to bring him glory. And that's what it's all about. It's all about him getting the glory of it all. Every part of your life, even to the tennis shoes. I just told y'all God was telling me, lead me to get some tennis shoes, pick you out some tennis shoes. And I'm sitting up there like, I don't want to spend that much money on the tennis shoes. Lord, I hear you. Get tennis shoes. I get it. I mean, because I have been aching and, you know, in my lower back when I'm walking and stuff going on with my hips. And it's probably my shoes. I'm thinking I needed to go get my back cracked and go get a chiropractor and stuff like that, but it's probably as simple as my darn shoes. So I hear you, God, and I'm going to follow suit. Make it happen. You know, he'll give you what you need. He'll provide it. He'll do whatever you need to do. He will deliver you into your destiny because he loves you so much. So I want you guys to be blessed with this word. And yes, every good thing he will not withhold from you. It's just connected in him. And to be drawn to the light, you have to surrender and be willing to be in the light and leave the darkness alone. Don't look back. Walk and keep on walking forward. I love you so much. This has been Dr. Gina's Radio Chat. And all we want you to do is live healthy, live whole, live in your destiny. Until next time, I'm loving you. Bye-bye. Dr. Gina's Radio Chat.